Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us today, and I hope you're doing well. We've got an unusual interview today. We want to talk to a guy that I've gotten to know, not just as a person who we have interviewed on Face to Face, but a guy who has become a really good friend and a prayer partner. He's got quite a resume in hockey. He's one of the best hockey announcers in the United States. He has been the longtime voice of the Colorado Avalanche, and when they came from the Quebec Nordiques, and they went to Denver, and they became the Colorado Avalanche. He became their full-time announcer. He did a tremendous job, but over the last couple of years, he has not been their announcer, and in fact, he's really still looking for a job. So it becomes kind of unique in the fact that he spent so much time and doing a great job as the announcer for the Colorado Avalanche, and yet at this particular point he does not have a job. So we continue to pray for him. But Mike Haynes has become a guy that I really have gotten to know very well, and a guy that I really appreciated being with. I went out, spent some time with him in the Denver area. Actually, spent some time with him at his home. And we just had a great time, just sharing a lot of different contacts. I first met Mike about a year ago when he was inducted into the Indiana Sports Writers and Sportscasters Hall of Fame. And that's a body of people who have done extremely well, as you might imagine. There are all kinds of announcers in there and all kinds of sports writers who are at the top of their game. And Mike certainly did that. And I was intrigued by the fact that when he spoke, and this is not, of course, necessarily a Christian group, I was intrigued by the fact that when he spoke, he gave his testimony and talked about how God was leading in his life. So I did not know him at the time, but I went up and introduced myself and said, we got to get together. So I flew out to Denver, spent some time with him, and this interview that you're hearing today is the result of that time that we spent together. So Mike Haynes is our guest, the former voice of the Colorado Avalanche of the National Hockey League. We will take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. All right, thank you very much, and welcome back to Face to Face. We have a really honored guest with us today. My guest is Mike Haynes. He is the longtime play-by-play announcer for the Colorado Avalanche of the National Hockey League, just resigning from that position in 2018. Mike, first of all, thanks for being a part of Face to Face. This is an honor.
No, it's an honor for me. It was a pleasure to meet you in Indianapolis earlier in the spring, and it's so wonderful that you were able to come out to beautiful Colorado.
Tell me, it must have been hard walking away from the Colorado Avalanche in 2018. Tell me about that.
Yeah, no, I was there for 23 years, and I was the original voice of the team. When they came into to Denver, they had moved as the Quebec Nordiques, and in 1995 they came, and so did about 2,000 games with them, and especially the first 10 years when it seemed like every year they had a chance to win the Stanley Cup and won it a couple of times. So a lot of excitement. It was fun to be a part of it from the very beginning, and a lot of great memories of terrific players and great games and great moments and things like that. And now I'm really interested in what God has for me next, and I truly believe that it was God is leading me somewhere to something that's even better, even more exciting, and I'm just looking so forward to that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Stanley Cup. You have just had an incredible opportunity to make the call when the team wins the Stanley Cup, I think twice. When 96 and 2001 were those the 2 years?
I was the radio announcer at that time. I was the radio announcer for the first 10 years, and then the television announcer for the last 13. And both times were exciting for their own reasons. In 96, it was the first season they had just arrived, and they did sweep against the Florida Panthers, but what made it exciting was the game four was triple overtime. So it just went on and on and on. And so it was, in anybody who follows sports, and I'm prejudiced. I love all sports, but I'm a bit prejudiced that there's not much like overtime hockey in the NHL playoffs. It's about as exciting as it gets. So that was great. And then in 2001, what made it exciting is they were down 3-2 in the series against New Jersey, tied it up, and then came back home for a game seven. And then, as everyone just discovered recently, the game seven with St. Louis and Boston, the game seven in the NHL in a Stanley Cup final was really exciting. So that was fun.
Hockey, an intense sport, no doubt about it. And I'm sure you've got some friends that have come out. I watched some video of the calls that you made. Those are simply incredible.
I hope they weren't the fights. Not very Christian-like. That's an interesting topic if you want to get into it all. And I have to say how my mindset changed. First of all, I grew up in Indianapolis with a guy named Bob Lamy, who had the greatest hockey fight calls. I mean, just the greatest. Anybody, and I don't want to bore people who are so much younger than me, but they were the guy on that Racers team named Kim Claxon. That just was this great fighter. Hockey Bob would make these calls, and just so I wanted to be like that. And when it started, in my minor league days and early days in the NHL, I would make those hockey fights sound as exciting as possible. But it is interesting, you start to have kids and you start to figure out, is this the right thing? And especially as my faith became stronger and stronger, I have to admit, I had some real thinking to do on how I would make those fights seem so exciting and that sort of thing. And I kind of felt bad about it a little bit, but it's part of the game.
Tell me a couple of the guys that are really close to you. I know that in 96, Joe Sakic was right. a very big part of that team.
He's a legend, for sure.
And were you able as an announcer? I know sometimes players feel announcers are getting a little critical and they kind of shove you away a little bit. Were you able to develop relationships with the players during that time?
I would say the best relationships that you do have as an announcer seem to happen when you're in the minor leagues. And I think part of that has to do with the way that you travel. You're on the bus for hours. You eat together. You're not making much money, but the players aren't making that much money either. But when you start to get to the major leagues, there really becomes a separation. Those guys make so much. They have a whole different. They live a different life than I'm living. They eat it. They're going out to Morton's and Ruth Chris's while I'm getting my Subway $6 sub. So it's a different life. And then the other part that happens when you're in the minors, at least when you're starting out, a lot of times you're fairly close in age to those guys too. So, and maybe you're starting out, you're not married, so you're just hanging out. You go to eat, or maybe they're invited over to their house. But boy, when I started getting older, the players seemed like they were getting younger and richer, and there's a separation. I think there's a respect, there's a friendliness. And there's some players, I think some players that are strong Christians, you have a real tie to them, but it just gets different as you get into the major leagues. I mean, there's guys that I became close with, a guy named Craig Wolanin, who was a defenseman, who was just a terrific guy, and those were in the early days, but things change, I think, over time, and there's just so much money involved now.
There's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Let's talk about minor league hockey. You've
sure.
been everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Tell me a little bit about some of the...
Not just hockey, but a lot of minor league baseball, too. A lot of minor league baseball. I've done from the short season A in the New York Penn League all the way up to Triple A, and everything in between. So it was a lot of stops along the way, a lot of small towns, a lot of colleges, a lot of high school sports, things like that. So I've when I look back on those things, while certainly I have enjoyed the Stanley Cup things, the you know, the little more, you know, making some more money, little, you know, achieving lifetime dreams, the best times you have, and you just don't realize it at the time that those are the best times. When I worked in Crawfordsville, Indiana, and I had to open up the station, I had to do the farm report. I was a kid who grew up in New York. I hadn't even seen a cow until I moved, until I was out there. And I'm doing farm reports. I'm going down reading the police blotter and trying to figure out, you know, those kind of things. I'm attending city council meetings, and those guys, I had no idea what they're talking about, trying to report on that. You're doing high school sports. And at the time, your head's just spinning. But when you look back, you just go, man, that was fun. It was just so much fun. The same thing could be said for the minor leagues, where you're just trying to figure out who you are, what you're about, what your abilities are, how to do this particular job. It's a whirlwind, and it goes by so fast. But when I look back, those are really, truly my favorite times.
And I'll tell you, talk about diversity in sports. I read where you've done, you talked about baseball, but you've done lacrosse, soccer, rodeo, wrestling, boxing.
I've done 14 different sports, auto racing. I love boxing a lot. I did professionals, the soccer, Colorado Rapids here for a long time. A lot of indoor lacrosse, outdoor lacrosse, you know, everything, football, basketball.
How do you do rodeo? That's what I wanted to know.
You know what? Again, a kid who grew up in New York. What happened was they started a new television network here in the Denver area. And the first year that they started, the NHL went on strike, or they had a lockout. So they weren't doing any games. So they were like, well, we're paying. You're going to start doing some stuff. And then every July 4th, they have a big rodeo up in Greeley, Colorado. And so they said, well, you're going to do this. So I went, okay. So I went up there. The key, here's the thing, like, especially like the bull riding to me was really fun.
I was going
to
say,
it may be the easiest job in play-by-play announcing. You know, the most you're going to have to talk is 8 seconds.
Right.
And mostly, you know, so maybe, you know, average, you know, 2, 3, 4 seconds, and make sure you have an expert with you. So you just have, like, you know, there's Cowboy Joe on Widowmaker. And he's off. Joe, go ahead. That's it. It was such an easy money. But I don't know. I loved it. I really started to enjoy it. I got the cowboy hat and the belt buckle, and just it became fun every year.
Mike Haynes is our guest, who's the longtime announcer for the Colorado Avalanche. Up to last year, he was the only announcer that they had, I guess. Mm-hmm. And on now to do some other things. We'll take a break and be back, and we'll talk more. So don't go away. You are listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us. Our guest is Mike Haynes with the, he's with the Colorado Avalanche, but not longer. He's kind of a free agent right now, trying to find out what's next in his life. And Mike, we're here to talk about not just your career, which has just been so colorful, and we wish we had time for all the stories that you talked at the banquet about, right, minor league hockey. But I want to talk about your faith in Jesus Christ. I know that you were, when you gave your Hall of Fame talk, you talked about the fact that Jesus means so much to you. Mm-hmm. When did Jesus Christ become a part of your life?
I grew up in, it was an interesting household. Both my parents from Ireland, and one grew up a strong Irish Catholic, and the other, my mom, was strong Irish Protestant and became Southern Baptist. You can imagine those dinner time conversations, right? My father went to one church, my mother went to another church, but one thing that they decided when they got married, and both families didn't want them to get married just back in those days because of the differences, but my mom said, okay, I'll get married, we'll do it in a Catholic church, but I'm going to raise the kids Protestant. And from the early get-go, you know, there were six kids, and we all went with mom to church and Sunday school, and we did that stuff, and it stuck with me early. But I remember in 1973, I was away on a little youth group trip, and I just remember it really hit home to me. I was 12 at the time, and I just accepted Jesus as my Savior then. And I'm not going to say it's been an easy road, and I've certainly not been a perfect person, but that's when I accepted Christ. And it, my faith now is stronger than it's ever been, means more to me now than it's ever. And I just want to make the rest of my life, I've had an opportunity to do some things sportscasting wise, but I now know God wants me to really do something to glorify Him, to do some things, and so I'm really looking forward to what's coming. But it's been hard in hockey because I did hockey for so long, and it's hard to be a Christian sometimes in hockey because I think they look down upon because they don't think they're tough enough, they don't think that you know they can play the way you're supposed to play the game if you're a Christian, and so it's kind of frowned upon, and there's not a lot of us, but those who are very strong Christians.
I think you went through a really tough period before you became the voice of the Colorado Avalanche. In fact, I think that how you became the announcer for them is very interesting. In fact, I remember you were kind of trying to figure out life before you became that. Tell me a little bit about what went on before you became the voice of the Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah, and then I'll tell you also an interest. 10 years ago, too, I had a brain aneurysm that changed me as well, where I didn't think I was going to make it. In fact, the doctor said I wasn't going to make it. But I had gone through worked for a number of minor league hockey teams, and it seemed like either the team was going out of business or they were moving, and just one thing after another. I just couldn't seem to find a job. And then in 1993, I was 32 years old at the time. I moved back home into my parents' basement. Didn't have two nickels to rub together. Didn't have anything. I'm living down in the basement, just feeling bad about myself, just thinking that the career is over, nothing's going to happen. And then my father wanted to cheer me up to take me out to a movie, and we happened to go see the movie Rudy.
Nice movie.
And I wish we had more time because I met him years later here in Denver and told him that story, and he brought me up onto the stage and presented me with a jersey of his and gave me a whole, and anyway, we had a whole good time of it. But that movie changed my life. I decided not to give up. The next week I got a call for Denver, and then a year later I'm calling the Stanley Cup. So it's God, just when you think things aren't going very well, it's amazing the way that God puts pieces into place. And just real quickly, 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with a brain aneurysm, and one of the rarest kind. There were only a couple of doctors in the world that could do the surgery. Happened to have one here in Denver that could do it. And I remember him, after the surgery, calling in my wife and kids and saying, "You need to say goodbye to him. He's not going to make it."
Wow.
Didn't work out. He's not going to live. Everyone needs to say goodbye. And I was out of it at that point, obviously. But somehow I came back from that, and some say I'm not as smart as I used to be. My brain was really damaged, but I'm doing the best that I can.
Well, I'll tell you what, not only are hockey players, hockey fans are intense.
Yes.
I watched that when I watched the recent Stanley Cup between the Blues and the Boston Bruins. What were some of the opportunities that you might have had to minister in this community and to minister even to your fans that obviously many of them somewhere along the line probably knew about your Christian faith?
I think number one, the most important thing was for me getting very involved with my local church and making sure that every time that we were here in town during the season that I was there, and getting involved, being in life groups, being in men's groups, things like that, and using the opportunity to bring people to the games, or I've brought players to the church. And so I just think you have to use these opportunities that God has given you to be able to spread the word, to be able to use just what was a wonderful opportunity to tell other people about it. So I thought that was really important. I also, several years ago, along with somebody else, created a day where we got at least two athletes from each sport, including soccer, five different sports. So we got Broncos, Nuggets, Avs, Rockies, and then the Rapids, which is the soccer team. We got them all up on stage, these athletes, current athletes, and talk about their faith. And then we had a nice crowd, and I just thought, it was one of those things that I had thought about for years, of getting athletes to, just like you are doing, to talk about their faith. And it was amazing the amount of fathers and mothers with their sons or daughters, and how much sports means to people. And just, I remember as a kid, you know, just going to games with my dad, and just how special that was and how much it changed my life. And I thought, if we could get you know, parents, especially fathers and sons, just because that was my experience, to come and see these athletes talk about their faith, that it could have an impact, and I thought that it did. So that was one of the things I was really glad that I did.
Well, it's certainly been an honor being with you. I noticed that, of course, you went from, as you say, being in a kind of a depressed state in your father's
home. Yes, I was.
To coming to Denver. You've got Emmys. You've been, I think, three times.
Five, but who's counting?
Five times. Known as Denver's best broadcaster.
Right.
I know that you've got friends in the broadcasting business who are Christians. I think I've told you off air, Jerry Schemmel years ago was on here.
It was Jerry and I that put together that thing here in Denver I was just talking about.
Jerry,
yeah, he's a wonderful man.
Fantastic story. Now the color commentator, I believe, maybe the play-by-play announcer for a while with the Colorado Rockies. Mike, tell me a little bit about what your favorite verse might be as we wrap up our show today.
Oh, that's hard. You know what? I was just thinking about this. My son and I were just talking about it, and he was saying, "Do I have this? Philippians 6:13?" We were just talking about that, and then I just listened to a story about Billy Graham, who only wanted one verse said at his funeral. But was it Ephesians? Do you remember what it was?
I think 2:8-9, maybe.
Yeah. And I read through. And so
grace,
I just,
are you
I
saved
just,
through faith, something like that.
Through grace, right. And I read through that, and I don't know if I have a favorite verse, but those two have really affected me because it was so interesting. My son is just 16 years old, but to hear him say that, and then when I heard that story about Billy Graham, and he just wanted one verse said at his funeral. And so I think those are very special to me, for sure.
Mike Haynes has been our guest. Mike, thanks. I hope we meet again sometime.
Yeah,
along
me
the line.
Too.
It's been great having you on the air, and good luck, and may God continue to bless you in your faith.
And you and what you are doing is so important, and being around sports all these years, I know what an impact it can have to hear the faith story from athletes. So thank you for what you're doing.
Mike Haynes, the former voice of the Colorado Avalanche. We'll take a break and be back, so don't go away. You are listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Hope you enjoyed our time with Mike Haynes, and he's got something on his resume that very, very few announcers have, and that is he's been able to call a Stanley Cup championship. Now, that's really unique. Now, I don't know a lot about hockey. I grew up in Ohio, and I was close to the Fort Wayne Comets. And I, when I was a youngster, one of the things that I enjoyed doing was driving from our home in Lima, Ohio, over to Fort Wayne and watching the Fort Wayne Comets and listening to Bob Chase. Now, Bob Chase was the longtime announcer of the Fort Wayne Comets. In fact, I think he was an announcer for over 60 years. And I had a real pleasure of meeting Bob Chase at that same banquet a number of years earlier, the Indiana Sportswriters and Sportscasters Hall of Fame banquet. It was not the same one that Mike Haynes was inducted in. It happened a few years earlier. But I did have the chance to shake hands with Bob Chase, and that meant a lot to me. That's about as close as I've gotten to hockey. I don't know a lot about it. I kind of enjoy watching it, but there's just some great announcers in hockey. Doc Emrick is another one that I really think is tremendous. And I also met him at one of those banquets that we've had. So those banquets have been very good to me, and I've enjoyed being a part of that. And actually, I've enjoyed being a member of the Indiana Sportswriters and Sportscasters Hall of Fame. Well, if you enjoyed our interview today, and I hope you did,
I hope you'll check out some of the other interviews that we have done. And we've done a variety of interviews over the years, and many of them are on our website at facetofaceradio.com. We've also got a number of other things up there, including a recent blog that I wrote about Michael Lorenzen, who's the center fielder pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds. Very intriguing story, and I hope that you enjoy that if you get a chance to read it. Baseball is pretty well coming to an end as we're into the playoffs, and we'll soon be into the World Series, and we'll see who's into that. But you can still take a look for a little while at our Christian Baseball All-Stars. That goes back to the July time when we had the during the All-Star game, when we put that up there. But there's still a number of those players that are out there and are playing that are in the playoffs, and you might check them out and take a look at them and pray for them and be encouraged by them. Know that there are so many athletes that are out there that are Christians, and that's why we do face-to-face, so we can let you know who they are. Well, as we close for you today, we want to take you to one of my favorite passages in the Psalms. You know, we get going so fast. We get moving, and sometimes it's just hard to sit down and just kind of let God speak to us. And one of my favorite verses has become Psalm 46:10, which says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Kind of seems like in this day and age that many times God is kind of ignored, but he's alive and well. He still answers our prayers. He still wants us to come close to him. And so that's what we need to do. Be still and know that I am God. Take some time, even today, to just take maybe a cup of coffee or just sit in your favorite chair and relax and listen to what God has to say to you. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Bye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.